Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my first housing and transportation meeting, both as chair and as a part of this committee. So I'm really excited to be here. Could we please, let me do the inspiration first. This is something that I just kind of would like to keep on. I don't know if the prior chairperson had this, but I kind of like to have these inspirational quotes that kind of either are personal to me or else with the climate or what's going on and life and craziness and you know, our families and health and economy and everything. So with all the uncertainty, you always have to try and, I feel, wake up every day and say today's going to be a good day. And I do that every day. And today's inspiration for me, and hopefully it's short, hopefully it resonates with all of you as well, is embrace uncertainty. Some of the most beautiful chapters of our lives won't have a title until much later. So to me, that resonates, especially in this day and age, and being a mom of two boys and a wife and a city council person, and recognizing that a lot of our seniors have these extraordinary lives with these extraordinary stories and probably lots of mini titles that they could put on them, but didn't have the title when they very first started on their journey. So that was my inspiration. And now if we could do the Pledge of Allegiance, please. If I don't know if we have a flag. Do we have a flag? Okay, if you could please stand if you're able, place your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, Linda, if you wouldn't mind doing roll call, please.
There is no Linda.
Oh, Linda's not on here.
I don't see Linda here. I know, I don't know if you want me to go ahead and do it this round because I do have the roster open.
Please, that would be great, thank you.
Charlene Ashendorf.
She has excused absence.
Okay, Linda Barcelona. Denise Barnes.
Present.
Elizabeth Busick.
Present.
Helen Cameron.
Present.
Amelia Castro. Jerry Chang.
Present.
Dean Hernandez.
Going to be absent.
Juno Kim. Crystal Miles.
Present.
And Sandy Sting.
Present.
And we do have quorum check.
Thank you very much. Okay, so agenda item number 5, action items, AB 361, review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. Recommendation, continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risk to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Do I have a motion?
I so move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Desiree, would you mind?
Charlene Ashendorf, Linda Barcelona, Denise Barnes.
Yes.
Elizabeth Busick.
Yes.
Helen Cameron.
Yes.
Amelia Castro. Jerry Chang.
Yes.
Jean Hernandez. Juno Kim. Krista Miles.
No.
And Sandy Sting.
Yes.
And that is majority chair.
Thank you. And this item passes on to agenda item number 6, public comment. This time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes unless the chair pre-identifies a different time at the start of the meeting for all public speakers. Desiree, do we have any public comments?
We did not receive any requests in advance, and there are no members of the public present. I do see that Meredith is listening in this morning. Meredith, if you'd like me to unmute you, I try to promote you, but if you'd like me to unmute you, just raise your hand. And other than that, Chair, no public attendees.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So item number 7, we have an update from Elizabeth Frayer on the Office of on Aging for non-emergency medical transportation update. So Ms. Frayer, the floor is yours.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Frayer. I'm an admin manager for the Office on Aging. And I have taken over the senior non-medical emergency transportation duties from Farah. So today's my first day with you guys, and I'm excited to, you know, continue my attendance with you, and you'll be seeing more of me. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Welcome. It's
I have a question
too. Yes,
Elizabeth. Do you live in Mission Viejo?
I do. Yes.
I thought so. Okay. Thank you.
thank you very much, Ms. Frayer. And then I see Farah's on. Farah, is there anything you wanted to add?
Thank you. No, I just kind of wanted to, you know, tell you guys that it was a pleasure while I was on this committee. And I know you guys are doing great things. And Elizabeth has been with us with the Office on Aging for quite some time, and she's actually responsible for our data. So I think it's going to be a really good fit with the transfer of responsibilities. So we look forward to partnering with you and serving our Orange County older adults. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so agenda item number 8, new business. So we have the committee presentation schedule, which currently is blank. So I hope to work with Elizabeth, and I went on the Office on Aging website yesterday, the day before, and there are so many different resources pertaining to housing and transportation. So hopefully Elizabeth and I, Frayer, can spend some time together, and I can get some contacts to be able to reach out to fill up this presentation schedule. But as of right now, it's blank. If anybody has any suggestions, please shoot them over to me. Let's chat. Let's talk. If there's anybody that you think would be a good fit to come and speak for our committee, I'm certainly open, and I welcome the recommendations. But other than that, is there anybody that wants to comment on this?
We have two incredible members, Helen Cameron and Pauline, our new member, Colvin. And so with these two, I mean, we are well set up.
Fantastic.
And then, right. Of course, there is Denise Barnes, too.
Right.
We're very, very fortunate. Very.
Sounds like it. So yeah, so I will be reaching out to those ladies and get some information and see, you know, what their schedule is and what we can do. So thank you, Elizabeth. Any other comments on that? Hi, Helen. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I would like to suggest that we begin our year with an update on all of the new programs that are happening throughout Orange County that impact older adults. There, as I'm sure the folks with the Office on Aging are very aware, there are lots of new programs around CalAIM and what they're doing. There are also new housing solutions being proposed. So having a presentation for this committee, which seems to be rather a new committee as we enter 2023, I think would be a good starting place to have a couple of meetings, both on transportation and on housing, from a more Orange County focused perspective. And I'm not sure, I'm just going to let you know, I'm not sure I will be able to continue. I have an important new job working as a third party administrator for the state of California on housing solutions for our most vulnerable folks. So I'm probably unable to continue to be part of this subcommittee, but I've appreciated all of the work that's been done over the last couple of years. And I just want to make a personal statement. My brother died of COVID last night in Australia. And so it's very much part of my thought of how we keep each other safe. He was fully vaccinated, but a vulnerable older adult. So
sorry for your loss, Helen.
Thank you. Thank you.
How old was he, Helen?
He was 82.
So sorry. And regarding your comments about a presentation for an update on different programs here, I love that. I think that is extremely helpful. Great idea. Elizabeth Brigger, is it possible perhaps next meeting that we could get some sort of update on some of the new programs that are open and available in Orange County?
Absolutely, we can.
Okay, then I will make sure that goes on our schedule for next month. Maybe you can be our first presenter. How's that?
I would love to.
Okay. Any other comments before we move on? Okay. So that's it for the new business. Old business, considering I'm brand new, I don't know if there was any. Anybody have any comments to that?
No. Okay. This is Amelia. I just want to let you know that I'm on. I joined late.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you. This is a very quick meeting today, and I'll go into why in a minute. And then agenda item 9, announcements and roundtable discussion. So I have some comments, but would love if there's anybody that wants to make a comment first or has anything they want to talk about. So, yes, Denise. Oh, you're on mute, Denise.
That's my first mistake for 2023, just to let you know. Okay, I would like an introduction for the new members that have joined our group, especially just because I don't know very much about them, to my fault.
I think that's great. And that was one of the suggestions I was going to have when I spoke. So that's fantastic. If there's no other comments, why don't we go ahead and start? Elizabeth Busick, why don't you start?
I'm not new. I care.
Well, but no, it's for all the new people too. So it's just an introduction for everybody.
I'm Elizabeth Busick, and I live in Mission Viejo along with the other Elizabeth Fry. Okay. Who once picked up and delivered stuff. That's why I asked. Okay. And that was so nice of you. And anyway, I've been a member of the Housing and Transportation Committee for many, many years. And as a result, I chair the California Senior Legislature Housing and Transportation Committee because I've been on this one for so long. Here's Linda. Hello. And I think it's wonderful that Pauline is, I just can't get over this. It's so neat. And so I'm looking, oops. I've got to go. So I'll be right back though. The workers have just arrived.
Bye. Make sure you mute it, Elizabeth, so we don't have to.
Good idea. Okay. Yeah, right.
Okay. Pauline, just because you're next on my screen, could you?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. As you know, my name is Pauline Colvin, and I came over from Supervisor Lisa Bartlett's office. I was her Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director. My primary areas of responsibility with the Office on Aging going forward, as I understand it, my first week on the job, is to work directly with SCAC and all of its committees. And then I'm going to be working with our new director, Claudia Harris, on the master plan for aging. So I'm looking forward to, I've attended a couple of your meetings in my other role with the supervisor. So I'm looking forward to learning more and hearing what your concerns, suggestions, and input is going forward.
Thank you. Well, I guess I must have struck gold with some of the people on here. So when they asked me to take this committee, if I would have known all this, I would have not hesitated at all. Okay, Jerry.
Okay, I was a senior counsel for the city of Irvine for about 4 years. And also currently I'm Irvine Evergreen Chinese Senior Association president. So dealing with all the senior citizen in Irvine. That's it.
Thank you. Helen, I know you mentioned that you may not be able to continue attending. I certainly hope that's not the case, but if you wouldn't mind giving us a brief intro.
Of course. I've been a member of this committee for a couple of years. My connections are mainly around housing. I have been a staff member with Jamboree Housing, one of the largest affordable housing developers, and their supportive housing portfolio was something that I brought to Jamboree about 12 years ago, and have been very immersed in behavioral health programs, chairing the steering committee for the Mental Health Services Act, and in that role, working with older adult programs. And I will continue to do that. And some of you may be aware of the huge need for alternative support for our folks who have a mental health diagnosis, who might be like 20% of the population experiencing dementia. So we are looking at innovative programs around that at the county level. So lots of interesting programming happening. And my new role, I'm getting some feedback from someone. My new role is with a company who are administering programs to expand housing solutions for the vulnerable populations, both older adults and adults who qualify for, usually they're on Social Security income. And we are part of a program investing about $1 billion in California on these solutions, and also preserving some facilities that we don't hear much about, which are residential care facilities for the elderly. They're often described as Borden cares. And these are for folks who cannot live independently without 24-hour care. And I'm part of a program that is preserving this throughout California, working with 35 counties who got millions of dollars to do this. So as you can tell, there are a lot of things that I'm involved with. And I feel like I leave this committee in good hands with new leadership.
Well, Helen, thank you. And again, I know that there are bylaws and requirements for hours and whatnot, but I personally would like to extend an invitation that anytime you would like to stay on, join, hop on, please open door. So, okay, Linda, would you mind sharing with us?
Hey, everybody. Sorry I was late. Quest Diagnostics wasn't very cognizant of their timing this morning. Thought I could sneak in a blood test. I've been a part of this committee for about 5 years, 4 or 5 years, maybe a little longer, actually. I ran a program for senior citizens at a church for 10 years. And transitioned that experience into working in a dementia care program. I'm with Belmont Village, and I teach a dementia care program there. It's specifically designed for people with the beginnings of dementia, help keep them active and give some structure to their days. I really enjoy that. And that's about it.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Vin, I don't know, we had you. I don't know if you're still here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, I am here. I am Vin Tran from County of Orange, Office on Aging also. My duties is to actually review all the trip reviews for the SNEMT request and ensure that their reimbursement invoices are in compliance with the contract. I do serve as a member of the INA team members, also informing information to the seniors in regards to housing assistance and transportation assistance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sandy.
Okay.
Hi, good morning.
How's that for the new year? I can't say how long I've been on this committee because I can't remember, but I'm going to say 10 plus years.
Wow.
It's been a very good committee to be on, a good learning curve, and it led me to the Senior Citizens Advisory Council. And then I'm also on the executive committee this year. Excuse me, I'm still getting over a cold, so I don't still sound so great. And all the committees have been fabulous. I've learned a lot, and each committee leads to something else, and the fabulous people you meet and all the systems and programs we have for our seniors, I think are fabulous. I also sit on, the Lake Forest Senior Advisory Board. We do put together programs and plans for our citizens in Lake Forest. We have a new building for our seniors. We call it the Clubhouse. I also sit on, and they changed the name and I can never remember it, the Orange County Transportation Authority. It used to be called Special Needs Committee, and we meet quarterly. And I get the, we get the update on what's going on with transportation in general, which also leads to all the special transportation for the seniors. And what else? I think that's about it. That's all we can say
right now. That's fantastic. Thank you. Amelia, good morning. If you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about you and what your connections are, that would be fantastic.
Good morning. I've been on the committee for 3 years now, and I was on the Housing and Community Development Commission for the City of Anaheim for 4 years. I was just appointed to the Planning Commission, so I'm switching gears there. I'm also on the OCTA advisory group, citizens advisory group. And I just do a lot of volunteer work for my community and the county. So, and I, this is one of the groups that I really enjoy, that really, I feel really makes a difference in our county and community. So thank you.
Thank you. Desiree, do you want to say a few words really fast? We all know who you are, at least I do.
Good morning. So I am administrative support here for the county, and I'm the one that sends the agenda, prepares the agendas for you all, the final agendas, and sends them out to everybody, and the Zoom links for now. And once we go back in person, I'll be there to help you all set up and make sure that your meetings are going off without a hitch. Just administrative support for the county.
Thank you. Did I miss anybody? Denise, I did miss you. Sorry. My apologies, Denise.
First of all, I want to thank you, Crystal, for volunteering.
I was voluntold, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of easier that way. I think you were a great candidate, and I'm glad that you are accepting that responsibility. I think I've been on this committee almost, this will be, I think, my fifth year. And I can't tell you how much I have enjoyed working with all sorts of personalities and residents across Orange County, whether you've been on the council or you've been a mayor, or it just takes a village. But in this case, it's a whole county that has totally been devoted and selfless individuals that have contributed to make this quite a success for Orange County. And I want to thank all the members that have just been so cohesive. I don't think I've stood on any meeting or anything that there's ever been any dissension or any hard feelings. I believe we're all mature enough and have a heart to understand other people's perspectives. And so I think you'll find us that way, Crystal. And after serving on city council through 2017 through 20, with the big homeless crisis that was hit by our city because of emptying the riverbed, it took a toll in West Anaheim where I was. But I'm telling you, it's a good thing I've had past experience with mental health in my family, and learning the system, and then being able to get through county services. And then being able, with COVID, to get county services for food, nutrition, housing, transportation, all the different things that I was not aware of before on city council, that the county was there and had the resources. And so I have enjoyed the last 3 years being a part of a food distribution at the Meals on Wheels at Brookhurst Center in Anaheim, and serving over 225 residents that come and we're picking up their frozen meals, but now we're back to being at the senior center. And I'm just bringing in protein sources of food from the OC Food Bank, which they thoroughly enjoy, especially when I had eggs. But that's another story. But I so enjoy seniors. I grew up with my grandma living with us at home. So I'm very familiar with that soft touch and yet understanding that we all will grow old. Just our turn to be waited on by somebody else. So I believe what you contribute, you should get back. So we'll see.
Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Crystal.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. If I've had everyone participate, it's my turn. Want to say thank you for the warm welcome. I have been a member of SCAC. This is my third year. I was appointed 3 years ago at the City Selection Committee, but I was on the Health and Wellbeing Committee. That was where I kind of first got my feet wet and participated in that technology subcommittee, and was able to help kind of put that ask, the big ask together for those iPads, which was fantastic. And then I currently just recently got reelected for my second term on City Council at Villa Park, which I love. And I'm on several different county and local city committees besides this one. And when Meredith asked me if I would take this on, I'm very transparent, very forthright. And I, you know, said I had concerns. I wanted to make sure I knew what I was doing. And I know what I'm doing, but I want to make sure I knew exactly what I was doing from the point of view of what is our objective? What is our goal? Why are we here? What do we do? What are we supposed to do? And Meredith and I had some very good conversations. I have no problem chairing a committee, but I have a problem chairing a committee if I don't feel compelled to want to be there. And I do want to be here. I wouldn't have accepted it. And now listening to the resources and the experience that we have on this board, all Meredith had to say was that, and I wouldn't have gone 3 weeks with her going back and forth with me, but I am extremely honored to participate in this, especially with what sounds like a 100% class act group of individuals who have way more knowledge, experience, and wisdom than I do. So it sounds like I will be learning a lot from all of you. I know we have a general meeting tomorrow. I'm hoping to get clarification personally for me on what our role in this board is, meaning, you know, when I attend meetings for SCAC, when I was in health and well-being, I took all the information, I took notes, and then during city council, I would regurgitate, you know, share any of the flyers that were sent out, any of the Zoom meetings that were available to the public. I would be the liaison for some senior centers that I was assigned to and try and disseminate that information to help make sure seniors in our community were aware of the things that were going on. And I'm certain that will happen with me with this group as well, when we get some of our presenters to be able to give updates and allow me to understand what's going on with the housing and transportation as far as seniors, not just from, you know, the non-medical side, but also how dementia plays into it or how caretaking plays into it. But wanted to know more, like, are we supposed to interact with the Office on Aging or the county supervisors and give recommendations or updates? And so these were conversations that I had with Meredith that I'm hopeful that tomorrow there will be a clearer path for me to understand, is this an informational only committee? Is this an actual active, take an action, get results, be judged on the proof of those results or the effect of those results? So I'm really hoping for some more clarification tomorrow. Nonetheless, I'm 2 feet in, very excited, looking forward to it. I did kind of peruse the Office on Aging website pertaining to housing and transportation. And some of the things that stuck out to me for the long-term goals was improving the transportation for Orange County's older adults, and looking forward to perhaps getting some speakers on how we can enhance that or supplement that. Improving Orange County's older adults' access to appropriate and affordable housing, which is always a need, and a lot of that with our RENA numbers and some of the cities having to look into rezoning for those regional housing needs assessment and making sure that we have those affordable housing solutions. And then what do seniors most want? And it's on the website, and it kind of resonated with me, is comfort. And it's not just seniors, it's everybody, but because we're specific to seniors, there's no place like home. And wherever senior citizens stay, their comfort should always be a priority, especially since they start to spend more time indoors. And then it's also about the physical comfort. And you know, along with the housing, we have to make sure that we make it safe for them as well. So, and one of the statistics I found interesting was that Orange County seniors comprise about 8% of California's senior population, which is expected to double in the next 20 years. So we will not be without a job. we can consider this job security. So these are just some things that have been going around in my head. And again, I'm so grateful for Meredith. I believe in karma, and I believe in higher powers. And I think that Meredith asking me to be a part of this committee has a higher calling for me, and I'm super excited. I have some very large shoes to fill, apparently, which I'm up to. But for today's meeting, this was kind of all I have, being that it was kind of, we decided not too long ago that I would go ahead and share this. And I hope I meet everybody's expectation, and I'm open to learning, and I'm open to criticism, and the collaboration that I hope will happen. And and that's it. That's me in a nutshell. So hopefully none of you are clicking out, but I know that I think we have the roster, and my phone number is on there. Make sure you have the right one. You have the city one on there. I'm happy to give my cell phone on there, or anyone can have it, and I can read it off right now, or I can put it in the chat. Anyone ever needs to contact me or has a question or a concern about the meeting, upcoming meeting, anything else, please shoot me an email or a text or a phone call. But
Crystal says report absences. Is that your personal number, or is that your city number
on the city number? That's the city number that's on the roster, but I'd rather you just do my city phone, which I can give you that number now.
I'm going to suggest you change that then, so she has that on there where it says report absences.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have the number that you want us to report to.
Yes. And I can say it now if anybody wants, and I can also let Desiree know. So it's 714-276-7013.
Okay, great. And that's the number you'd rather us call or
yes.
Email
yes.
The absent. Okay.
Yeah, please. Yep.
Terrific.
Well, and welcome. Email works too. So,
okay. Well, welcome. And I think you did a great job for the first one.
Well, thank you, Sandy. I'm like, again, listening to everybody. Thank you, Meredith, if you're still listening. You didn't give me this little tidbit of gold that this committee is comprised of such an incredible group. So, probably you didn't tell me that because you wanted to know if I really wanted to take it or not. So there's your answer. But okay, well, if nobody has any other comments, then I would suggest that we adjourn, and we will see everyone tomorrow at the general meeting. And I really appreciate everyone taking the time and giving me, you know, the attention and the respect to listening. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. We'll see everyone tomorrow.